This is Mooney Goes Wild on RTE Radio 1.
So, a very busy house on Mooney Goes Wild tonight. Richard Collins and Terry Flanagan are here in studio beside me, holding the fort as always. Jim Wilson is somewhere off the Skelligs on a ship with the good people from National Geographic, while Enid Lana is down in Waterford. But before we talk to Aina, Richard and Terry, I want you to put your headphones on and have a listen to this voice note sent in by Sean Murray. He's talking about robins.
Good morning, Derek, and good morning to all your listeners in this beautiful world of nature we have. I thought I'd like to share a magnificent sighting I had the other day while out in my garden. I was sitting down by my table and I spotted five little birds on my fence. On the left, mummy robin, three little baby robin chicks, and on the right was daddy robin. And what I saw really astounded me. Both mummy robin and daddy robin were feeding the chicks with worms from my garden. What I thought was really unusual was that daddy bird was feeding the chicks as well. Is this normal or is this something new? That's my view. It was absolutely thrilling to see it.
Yes, Derek, of course, the male does help. He does feed the babies. In the robin world, the robins are they have a division of labour, but the female does all the incubating. She sits on the eggs, she lays the eggs, of course, and she sits on them. He doesn't help out there. But once the babies arrive, he feeds them and she feeds them. Now, in Ireland, they normally produce two broods. You see, after about a fortnight, the youngsters are gone, and a few weeks after that, they're fledged. Now, before they fledge, she's starting to lay her next clutch, and he then takes over to feed the babies on the first clutch of babies on his own, more or less. So they're very cooperative, but at the end of the season, however, they go their separate ways. They're not lovey-dovey throughout the year. They're only lovey-dovey through the breeding season.
Yeah, it's true. Especially when you see then Christmas cards and you see two or three robins on them together. That does not happen. The only time I ever see robins together is during the breeding season. And I see them in the back garden because they nest regularly in the back garden. And like Richard says, they have generally, in my garden, about three clutches. And I know it is said that they build a new nest and they move on to new nests, but there's one particular small robin nest box in the garden, down the bottom in the garden, and they use that religiously. They're in it again. And like Richard said as well too, as soon as that first clutch leaves the nest, he tends to stay with them. So it's only him that I will see in the garden feeding. Mm-hmm. She's gone off and she's starting on a second family. The other thing about them as well, people often say to me, oh, look at the robin there and he's feeding a thrush or something. Because when you look at the small birds when they come out of the nest, they don't look like robins. They look like small thrushes, a ball of fluff, as big as the mammy or the daddy. Sometimes they even look bigger, but the breast is speckled. And the reason for that is they can't have that red breast, because if they had that red breast, both the mammy and daddy would attack them.
But the mum and the dad are feeding them.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Oh, they are. And the daddy is a rather aggressive little fellow, you know. He doesn't tolerate other robins around at all.
No, why should he?
Well,
would you?
Well, other birds are less dogmatic about it, you know. But he's very... and he put out a ball of fluff or something, if it's red, he's likely to attack it as well, do you see?
They're not very social birds. If you think another small bird that you'd have in the garden, say the blue tit. The blue tits are much more social than the robins. And a good example of that was back in the 1930s or so, when blue tits in Southampton in England, they discovered this trick of going to milk bottles. They used to have milk bottles in those days, and they could peck open the top of the cap.
The foil cap.
The foil cap, yeah. And they were doing that to get at the cream. It's not milk that's in the bottle, it's milk, full milk, but at the top of the full milk, there's cream. They can't drink the milk themselves because they're lactose intolerant. It makes them very, very sick.
But they can take the cream. All the fat from the cream, the
correct,
nutrition
from
the fat.
And they can digest that, but
isn't that extraordinary?
Yeah. And then, you see, because the blue tits are, they're more social bird, they've actually passed that on to other blue tits. Mm. So then it spread throughout the country. And then I think, oh, around the 1960s or something, it was seen in London, and then it spread to Ireland. So we would have seen it in Ireland. I saw it on my door. I don't know whether you saw it in your door. I'm sure Richard saw
it. Well, I remember milk bottles. Of course, we used to leave out a note. We'd leave out the empties and a little note saying how many you want.
Stick it. But occasionally, very occasionally, you would have seen a robin doing that. But
what, leaving notes out, leave more milk?
No, drinking the cream on the top of the
robin was drinking the cream as well. I wasn't aware of that.
No. But because they weren't a very social bird, because they didn't spread, because they didn't tell other robins,
of course,
it never really passed on.
Talking about robins, a memory comes back, and talking, seeing you here, we went to Navan once, to a hospital, you and I.
Monaghan, Richard.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was the hospital in Monaghan, and the robin had nested on the shelf behind the catering manager's desk, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. The robins are very resourceful in many ways, you know. They won't tolerate other robins around, and they're very aggressive, but at the same time, they're very opportunistic, and they nest in the most unlikely places. Nests have been found in old boots and holes in walls and all kinds of places.
There was a report I did, about 2 years ago now, in a barber shop, Hamo's Barber Shop in Coolmine in West County Dublin, whereby a robin was nesting. You remember that, Derek? Was nesting in the barber's.
In behind
where all his equipment was.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, and there, I went to see him one day when it was closed because I didn't want to go in to disturb him and his work and so on. So went over to see him. So we were sitting in, chatting, and you could see where the robin come in and just would pass by where somebody would be sitting there getting their hair cut. So you could imagine someone there, some big guy, and he's sitting there having his hair cut. And the next thing, this thing whizzes by him and into the nest. He said some of his punters, they couldn't believe it. But then he was so disappointed when they finished, and I told him, about 3 weeks or so later, he rang me again just to say, you won't believe it, but there's a second clutch.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll have to revisit more of your reports in the near future, Terry. Thank you. And thank you also to Sean Murray for sending in that voice note, that observation he made. And if you see something and you'd like to know the answer to a question, well, do the way Sean did.